From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The big question tonight in Baghdad is whether Saddam Hussein is on his way to the gallows. It's believed that U.S. forces are preparing to hand the former dictator over to Iraqi authorities, reportedly the last step before his execution. Saddam was sentenced to death for crimes against humanity last month, and earlier this week, an appeals court upheld that conviction. We'll hear in a few minutes about Kurdish reaction and also about how U.S. television networks plan to cover Saddam's execution, first to Baghdad and to NPR's Corey Flintoff. And Corey, what's the latest you're hearing?
Well, what we're trying to confirm right now is whether a precise time has been set for Saddam's execution. There are reports that a top Iraqi official, an advisor to Prime Minister Maliki, has said that Saddam will be hanged sometime before 6 o'clock in the morning Baghdad time. We know that Maliki's been meeting with top aides and with U.S. officials, presumably to work out final details of the execution. And we know that top Iraqi officials are standing by now waiting for word from the Prime Minister's office.
And what are some of the issues that they've been trying to work out about the timing of this hanging?
Well, we do know that some of the issues include just when the U.S. military will hand Saddam over to the Iraqis, and we've been told that that won't happen until just before the hanging is to take place. Another issue might be how it will be established that Saddam really has been killed. One Iraqi man told me today that he won't believe it without seeing it, and many other people won't because they were so used to being lied to during Saddam's time. And then a very significant issue will be what's to be done with Saddam's body. The last thing the Iraqi government will want is for Saddam to get a martyr's burial or any kind of positive memorial.
I believe there's also been some question about a Muslim holiday, a holiday that's fast approaching, and whether the execution can be carried out before that starts.
Yes, we're on the eve of a holiday called Eid al-Adha, and it's a four-day holiday, a very important one here. It's celebrated at different times for Sunnis and Shiites, but Sunnis will begin celebrating at dawn this morning, actually, tomorrow morning, your time. And that could be a very significant thing. There's a law that says that a condemned man can't be executed during one of his own religious holidays, and Saddam, of course, is a Sunni. But that could be avoided by carrying out the execution before dawn.
And do you know, Corey, who would be there to witness the execution when it happens?
We're not sure. We know that there will be some U.S. officials, some top Iraqi officials. The only person we know by name is a judge by the name of Munir Haddad. He's the representative of the appeals court that upheld Saddam's sentence and conviction on Tuesday.
Remind us, please, too, of the crimes for which Saddam Hussein has been sentenced to die.
Well, Saddam received this death sentence for his part in the deaths of 148 Shiite men and boys in a town called Dujail in 1982. The townspeople were executed in retaliation for a failed attempt to assassinate Saddam as his motorcade passed through town. But he's actually in the middle of a bigger trial right now, and that's the genocide trial based on a 1988 campaign in which tens of thousands of Iraqi Kurds were attacked with poison gas and displaced from their villages. That trial would continue without Saddam, but Kurds say that there'll never be a real opportunity for them to tell their stories unless Saddam is alive and part of the trial.
Corey, I wonder if you could, we're having some interference on this line with you, and I wonder if you could transfer to your phone connection for a second here. I just want to ask you one more question.
Yeah.
Corey, are you there? Great. When you go around the streets of Baghdad, are you getting the sense that the city is braced for a momentous event here in the capital?
It's hard to tell. It's fairly quiet right now. Friday, of course, is the day for prayers here, and so there's been a curfew for much of the day, and it's also the eve of the religious festival, and people are preparing for that. As far as what people are thinking, we had one of our reporters was at a barber shop in a Shiite neighborhood, and there were Shiite and Christian patrons in there, and he told us that they were actually angry that this execution would be carried out now and on the eve of the religious festival because they think it'll just provoke a lot of violence that wouldn't necessarily happen.
Okay, Corey, thanks very much. That's NPR's Corey Flintoff in Baghdad.